The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
Johnny Cakes Auville. Eric Bickle missing.
Is he getting food?
How many total minutes do you think he misses?
Leader in the clubhouse. I have no idea.
Per week. Full segments, right? Gotta be.
Pretty close.
We're going to have John Feinstein on here momentarily.
Stop. Where's John?
Oh, and John's on the line.
Of course. Not allowed to go to the bathroom around here.
He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom custom fits you for the new GT Metals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John, we actually said before, because we've given the Wizards a few minutes this week, and they probably don't even deserve a few minutes. But at 2-18, and then I saw the last two games, they've lost by a combined 67 points. All right. They're not even close in these games. What's your general philosophy on rebuilds and tanking and that sort of thing? Because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that is what they're doing. And I think you owe it to your fans to try to put a decent product on the court, even if you want to tank. Losing by 30 points a night, starting at 2-18, I mean, they at least have a chance to be historically bad
yeah.
if they keep up this pace. And they'll get some attention for that toward the end of the year. But you don't want to be historically bad. It's not like they're discounting the tickets for the fans because, you know, they said before the season started they intended to be bad. And if I were a Wizards season ticket holder, I would be very upset with Ted Leonsis right now.
I just feel bad.
I mean, they might be historically bad.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad for Brian Keefe, the head coach. Like, he has no prayer of surviving into when this team hopefully
right.
becomes what they're trying to build it into.
Yeah, he's making a good salary.
He knows that going in.
Right.
He has to know it.
Yeah, but he does. But, you know, when you're a coach, I've known a lot of coaches, they always think they can turn something around. I did a game last night involving Maryland Eastern Shore and Longwood. Maryland Eastern Shore has a new coach and 11 new players out of 11.
Wow.
And that job's been kryptonite for coaches. And I asked the guy who's the coach now, very nice guy, why would you take this job? He had a good thing going at Winston-Salem State, granted Division II, but they were winning every year. And he said, I like the challenge. I think I can make something good happen here. Every coach who goes into a job, no matter how bad the job may be, things they can make a difference. Think that they can turn it around somehow. And in the NBA in particular, where you don't control who's on your team, it can be very difficult. And everything I've heard about what's the coach's name? The Wizards coach?
Brian Keefe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything I've heard about him is good.
Yeah.
That he is a terrific assistant and everybody likes him and he's a good basketball guy. But, you know, I go back often to what Dean Smith said when I asked him what the key was to being a great coach, and he said great players.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think that is the answer.
What do you make of the rumors, just switching sports but still in the coaching area, that Belichick, I don't know, who knows who called who, but he interviewed for the Carolina job. Is there anything beyond leverage there? Or, I mean, would he, like, why would you want that job if you're Belichick? You can't really win there, anything of note.
No. You can go 8-4.
Yeah.
If you have a good team. I don't know what Bill's thinking. I haven't talked to him since he left New England. So I don't know what he's thinking. I know he bought a house in Annapolis. But you know, I would think he'd want to coach in the NFL next year, and I would think he'd get a job next year. So maybe he's just bored. Maybe he's just waiting to see what happens with these NFL jobs that are coming open or have opened. But I would think he'd be coaching in the NFL next year. Of course, I thought he'd be coaching in the NFL this year.
Right.
So that shows you how much I know.
Speaking of coaches, and one that you have backed and supported for years, Eric Bieniemy became the coordinator here in Washington last year. Didn't work out. Goes to UCLA. Hasn't worked out.
Nope.
What do you make of this career trajectory?
Yeah, I'm baffled, to be honest, because I thought, as you guys know, that Bieniemy should have been given a shot at being a head coach. Never got that shot. Came to Washington, you know, into a terrible situation with no quarterback and no leadership, and went down with the ship. And I don't know what's happening at UCLA. They did not have a good season either. And I guess he's taking the blame. You know, that happens a lot when a coach has a long-term contract and the school doesn't want to fire him. And they say, well, do something. Okay, I'll do something. I'll fire my coordinators. And I suspect that's what this is about, but I don't know, because I'm not out there. But I feel badly because, as you know, I like Eric Bieniemy. I liked him when he was in Kansas City, and I thought he was pretty much helpless to do much here, and I don't know what the situation was at UCLA, but obviously it didn't work out.
Yeah, I wonder if it was a personality thing because, you know, they started off the season horrible. They lost 5 straight or 6 straight, and then they actually finished the year winning 4 out of 6. They played much better offensively in the last half of the year, and you'd think, okay, well, they're on the rise. Maybe they'll get better. Right. Not 5 wins next year. Maybe get 6 or 7, and they let them go after 1 year. I wonder if it was like a personality clash.
You know, it could be. These things do happen. I don't think Eric got along great with Ron Rivera, partly because Eric's very intense. And remember when he first got here, there were stories about the players complaining that he was too intense.
Yeah.
Well, Ron Rivera wasn't intense. That was part of his problem. And somehow the twain never met, and they ended up going 4-13. But you're right, Jason. I'm surprised by this. I would think you'd hire a guy with his kind of experience and his kind of resume with the idea that he's going to be there for a while.
Hey, big games this weekend, a championship weekend, obviously. After what happened last year with in the ACC with Florida State getting left out for Alabama because Jordan Travis got hurt and they just viewed them as a different team and, you know, they like the brand of Alabama, they kind of are doing the same thing this year because Alabama's in over Miami. Now, you could argue who's the better team, who has the better wins. Bama has the better win with Georgia. But Jim Phillips, the ACC commish, not happy. And then the real controversy will be if SMU loses to Clemson and Clemson's the only ACC school in and Bama stays in. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, look, you guys know how I feel about this. The ACC is a very overrated football conference. They do a good job promoting themselves. They have their own network, which I watch on occasion, and it's nothing but promotions for the league. I don't have any problem if Alabama gets in and Miami doesn't. Miami probably should have lost to Virginia Tech, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is
putrid.
Yeah.
I mean, Cal scored 40 on them.
Yeah, but Alabama got embarrassed by Oklahoma.
Alabama had a bad loss, a couple of them, actually.
But I will say Oklahoma is a better team than just about anybody in the ACC. I mean, look at the SEC as a whole. Look at the ACC as a whole. There's really no comparison. The SEC has four or five teams that could have been contenders for a playoff spot, except they knocked each other off. And to me, the only teams in the ACC worth even discussing are SMU, obviously, and Miami. But Miami wasn't that impressive coming down the stretch. So if Alabama gets in and Miami does not, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. I can tell you that much.
You mean SMU?
And of course, Jim Phillips is complaining. That's his job.
Yeah, but I think he's got a little bit of a gripe if he only gets one team in.
I don't, personally.
Okay.
I'm just not a big fan of ACC football. Hell, Duke won 9 games this year.
Yeah, well, they were pretty good. And by the way, Oklahoma's not better than SMU. I'm sorry, they're not. Oklahoma's not better than every team in the ACC.
I didn't say they're better than everybody. I said they're better than most of the ACC.
Okay.
although I'd like to see that game.
But, this system is, they expand from 4 to 12, and they say, all right, we're going to allow a lot more teams in. And, of course, the 13th and 14th team are going to gripe. If they expanded it to 16, the 17th and 18th team are going to gripe. That's just the way it is.
Right. I mean, look at the basketball tournament. There's always teams griping on Monday about not getting in or about their seeding. That is the way it is. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to get left out who believes they deserve to get in, and they're going to complain, no matter who it is. If Alabama doesn't get in, they're going to complain. Excuse me.
What do you think the job security is for Mike Locksley? He's been at Maryland a while, a really disappointing season.
Yes. And if you read, which I do, some of the comments that are made by Maryland fans after games, he would be on the hot seat. But I think overall he's done a good job. And the reason I say that is because they're in the Big Ten. Maryland mm-hmm. can't compete in the Big Ten. What are they, 0-36 against ranked Big Ten teams? Mm-hmm. And most of the games were routes. They don't belong in the Big Ten in football. Basketball, they can compete. Look at what Maryland did to Ohio State the other night. But football, they just can't compete. They cannot compete with programs like Penn State and Michigan and Ohio State and sometimes Michigan State. I think he's done as good a job as you can do at Maryland. And, the people get all excited because they go 7-5 and go to a bowl. Well, three of those are walk-over non-conference wins. And then if they win three or four games in the Big Ten against, I was going to say the Indianas of the world, but that wouldn't be true this year. But if they can win three or four games, they get in a bowl and everybody's happy. During the second half of the season, all I heard from the players was, well, if we can get to 6 wins, we'll go to a bowl. Well, that's a pretty low bar.
Mm.
That's not like saying we have a chance to win the Big Ten, which Locksley said a year ago he thought they did, and they didn't. That was probably one of his bigger mistakes to make that comment. In college football, for schools like Maryland, the bar is to get to 6 wins and get to a bowl. Then you pat yourself on the back and say we had a good season. And they did that the last 3 years. They just didn't do it this year.
Yeah, they've been to 3 bowls in his 6 seasons. But in the Big Ten, the record is 16-40.
Yeah, yeah. And most of those 6 teams are against, Northwestern or prior to this year, Indiana. It's not like they've beaten that Big Four or Iowa on a regular basis. I think they may have 2 or 3 wins total against those 5 teams.
John, what it kind of baffled me. College hoops isn't really front and center on my radar just yet because of all the football. But the fact that the ACC went 2-13 against the SEC and the
2-16.
I'm sorry, 2-16. 2-16. And I think the only 2 wins were Clemson beating Kentucky and then your boys, Duke, winning.
Yeah.
That baffled me.
Yeah.
That they were that bad.
Yeah. If you look back over the last, 10 or so years, ever since John Swofford tried to make the ACC into a football league by bringing in all these mediocre football programs, like Syracuse and Pitt, and you know they might win 8 or 9 games in a good year. And they've softened the basketball product, and I guarantee you, I know this because I've been told this by coaches, that it's been used against them in recruiting. Oh, the ACC isn't a basketball league anymore. Mm. It's a football league. Or, it, you know, they don't put as much emphasis on basketball as they used to. I mean, it used to be that almost every year the ACC was the best league.
Right.
The year I did the ACC book, which is a while ago now, but 6 of the 9 teams made the tournament, and a seventh team made the NIT. Last year, what, they have 5 teams out of 15?
Yeah.
And this year, you know, they've got 18 teams. And I guarantee you that Cal, Stanford, and SMU aren't going to raise the ACC's profile in basketball, maybe SMU in football. But this has been coming for a while. The product's been watered down through the years in basketball. And the SEC, in the meantime, has tried to build itself up in basketball and has succeeded. Now, you don't judge an entire season based on a bunch of individual games.
I know.
In December. And we could look up in March, and the ACC might have 2 Final Four teams. I doubt it, but they might. But it really, your word is right, Jason. It's shocking. And it's also kind of depressing for somebody who cut his teeth as a reporter on the ACC. I hate to see it.
Huh. Hey, real quick, I want to ask.
By the way, just as I hated to see last year when the tournament was in D.C., Tuesday and Wednesday, the upper deck closed down because they sold so
right.
few tickets.
That's right. I was there. I know it was strange.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Yeah. And you know, years ago, you had to sell your firstborn child in order to get ACC tickets.
I have 2 questions. Golf, you know, I have to ask you the obligatory golf question when you come on.
Sure.
So Norman, rumored to be pushed aside. I guess he'll still be with Liv in an advisory role, whatever. Who knows what? Which indicates, right, that they must be close, because I know Rory has gone on record and said if there's ever a deal, Greg can't be a part of it. If that's true, would Greg ultimately, if they merge, would Greg ultimately, though, consider it a dub? Because a win for him, because he kind of got, you know, them together, or you know, he got the global sort of golf that he was looking for, or would he be sort of a bitter guy walking away from this?
Well, knowing Greg as I do, I suspect he'd be a bitter guy walking away from this. I think he would take the approach that, look, I was the one who got Liv to the point where they could merge with the PGA Tour. I was involved in the early discussions of the merger, and I should get credit, but I'm not getting credit because he probably won't get credit. And I'm not saying he does or does not deserve credit, because I honestly don't know what's been going on in those back rooms for the last year and a half since they announced the merger. But yeah, knowing Greg as I do, he'll walk away bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Okay, but I got to say one thing before we go.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago today, I said on this show that the Commanders would crush the Cowboys. Uh-huh. That it was a walkover game for the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Never have I been more wrong in my life.
Well, we all were.
Same energy, John. I guarantee to win, too. I feel you.
Oh, my. That game was shocking to watch. It really was.
Yeah, but do you feel better?
You were just a week off, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, they played better.
Yeah, it was a week off, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I also said they beat the Titans easily because they'd be in bounce-back mode.
You're
and
right.
Most
were,
of us
and
did.
The Titans are terrible.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I picked the Titans. Right. And I just can't. I can't pick a winner.
Cakes is on a roll.
I'm on it. Just go ultimate cooler.
Well, I sat there watching that game, thinking back to what I said to you guys on Friday morning, saying, my God, I've never been more wrong.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we've been there many times. All right, thank you, John.
We all have. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
John Feinstein brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll shake it up, open up Evie's entertainment page here on the Junkies.